When is the last time you thought about your forehead? I can honestly say I've never thought about my forehead until I was sitting in a chair with plastic surgery technicians, and they were marking up my forehead and intensely asking me, "What are your hopes and dreams for your forehead?" I had no hopes and dreams for my forehead. I was just briefly giving my body over to science for these technicians to be able to practice their Botox injection skills. They needed to put in a certain amount of Botox into a live specimen, me, in order to be trained and in order to see how it worked. My brother-in-law is a plastic surgeon, and he reached out to my sister and I to see if we would be interested. I actually have fabulous genetics. I love my skin, I love my face, and I've never thought twice about my forehead. But this sounded fun. I said yes, and I was over there in about 15 minutes sitting down, not really knowing what to expect. I'm actually very afraid of needles. So for me to sit down and kind of push the edges of my comfort zone, confront the fear of needles, and really surrender to the technicians was bold of me. It also required some playful vulnerability as well. So as they marked up my face, I let them put their hopes and dreams on my face and trusted them with the needles. I closed my eyes. I did as much deep breathing as I could. And I still almost passed out because I'm that afraid of needles. But I survived. A little while later, my face experienced the most extraordinary phenomenon. It was as if my entire forehead became a solid block of concrete. I could not move my face. And I remember feeling almost this sense of panic, like I was trapped inside my own body. All of this expression inside of me that wanted to spill out normally over my face and my eyes and my forehead couldn't. My forehead would not move. I was told to brace for this, that this is just part of the process of Botox, and that the face would eventually relax a little bit more and I'd get the use of my forehead back. It did take a couple weeks. And in the meantime, every single minute of every single day, I was thinking about my forehead. This part of my body that I'd never thought of before was now on every thought of my mind. And it was because I couldn't use it. It was the natural place where my expression and my emotions would flow. I wasn't sure what to do, so I just waited it out. And my sister and I, we had a lot of fun taking pictures of what we thought were very expressive faces, and it just looked like we had no expression. The technicians were amazing. And my brother-in-law is an incredible plastic surgeon. And I have only gratefulness for that opportunity to be able to offer my body to science for that brief moment in time to help these wonderful doctors learn their art. And my forehead did relax, and I loved it. I loved what they did to me and for me. And I thought it was so fun and so playful, so vulnerable, and so bold.